Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. WGR Sports Radio 550 and WGR550.com. Sports Update.
Bruins announced this morning that they've signed head coach Bruce Cassidy to a multi-year contract extension. Cassidy has a 117-52-22 record in 191 career games with Boston. In just his second full season behind the bench, Cassidy led the Bruins to a berth in the Stanley Cup Final for the first time since 2013. Center Pavel Zacha signed a three-year, $6.75 million contract with the Devils on Tuesday that has an AAV of $2.25 million. Zacha set an NHL career high with 13 goals and tied his high with 25 points in 61 games with the Devils last season. Tune into One Bills Live from noon to 3 with John Murphy and Steve Tasker. Well, they will be joined by Bills insider Chris Brown live from practice as the Bills prepare for week 2 against the Giants. They will also be joined by ESPN's Field Yates and Bills wide receiver John Brown in studio. Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks after suffering a clavicle injury in Sunday's game against the Jaguars. This timeline means that Hill will avoid landing on IR, which would have held him out a minimum of 8 weeks. It was reported earlier this morning that Jets wide receiver Quincy Enunwa will be out the rest of the season after suffering a neck injury in Sunday's loss to the Bills. This is his second serious neck injury this player suffered, having missed the entire 17 season after injuring his neck in training camp that year. The Jets signed free agent kicker Sam Ficken and waived kicker Kerr Vedvik following their week one loss to the Bills. Ficken subbed in as a replacement kicker with the Rams the past two seasons. Are you laughing at the names?
I'm laughing at the kicker.
That's your sports update.
How are you feeling when the kicker misses three out of the four field goal attempts in warm-up? It blew three of them to the left, and then during the game he blew one to the right. So thanks for coming out.
All right.
Okay.
Big gulps. Moving on.
Yep.
Player from my Hard Knocks show. Abram, I think it was, is out for the year. Awesome defensive back. First round pick. He was the. Did you watch? Have you watched?
Double labrum tear.
In his shoulder.
Yeah.
Is it his shoulder?
Yeah. I had both my shoulders done.
I know you brag about that. My brother has too. He's had, and back when they had, back when they did like the big scars in the front here. Do you have the scars in the front? I call my brother a Ken doll. Because he's got like the shoulders, like a G.I. Joe. Like it's almost like you could like rotate his shoulders around. Like they're.
You're not rotating any shoulders.
No, you're not. Not your shoulders.
Well, this one I had it done in '99.
How did it feel after throwing the ball? Did it hurt when you threw the pitch?
Well, I mean the surgeries back in '99 where they basically sliced you open, cut open the muscle. It took forever to heal because it wasn't just the labrum tear that you had to heal. You had to heal the muscle. They had to cut through the muscles and everything else. And nowadays, I had this one done by the doctor here in Buffalo, and they do it orthoscopically, which is so much less invasive.
Day surgery.
It's incredible, the difference.
Yeah.
The other one's extremely painful, and thank God they don't do it like that anymore. Maybe they still do. I don't know.
Chris tweeting in, that was my favorite 30 for 30 by far. It was really amazing. I thought it was amazing. I don't think it was my favorite, but it was pretty amazing just because of the subject itself. Somebody else tweeted me, if you think VC, we were talking about State of the Sabres stolen by John Vogel, so we're stealing it back, Johnny. Hey, Johnny, if you think VC isn't Eichel's left wing, you are wrong. Offseason, what's this guy writing? Off-season workouts together. Jack attempting to get his, I don't know what this guy's writing, but he thinks basically a lot of information in
there.
You're
saying Jimmy Vesey's going to be the left-handed winger for Jack and maybe Johansson, maybe?
Well, it's what I said to you yesterday.
Okay.
It's what I said to you yesterday.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Because now your next line is going to be Jeff Skinner,
Sam
Mittelstadt,
Reinhardt.
And Sam Reinhardt. Boom shakalaka. I'll take that all day long.
To me, I feel like I don't think there's any wrong you can do with putting a guy on Jack's line, the right guy. I mean, you're not going to throw a fourth line guy or checking line guy on a line with Jack. But my point is that you don't need – I personally, I don't think you need to have Jeff Skinner – on Jack's line if Skinner's playing with Reinhardt. I think Sam Reinhardt's one of the best passers, one of the most underrated passers in the league. In the league. I mean, he gets credit for his net front and all of this stuff and his tipping, which is incredible, and where he scores his goals from in tight. But you look at some of the passes that Sam has put on the tape of some of his players over the years. You find a guy like Jeff Skinner who can release that puck the way he can and find those open spaces, and Sam knowing how to get the puck to those spaces, and not only knowing how to get the puck there, knowing where that space is before anybody else does. That's Sam Reinhardt's true hidden value, is what's going on in that brain of his when he has the puck, because he's already two or three plays ahead of everybody, I feel like. So, you know, you get VC on that top line who we know can score. You put him on a line with Jack, and you throw your cost-efficient, you know, right winger Victor Olofsson on there. And you have Jack playing with two bona fide talented players, one who he obviously has a good relationship
with. Both that can score.
And he also played very well with Olofsson when he played. And, yes, both that can score. All three of them can score.
And now you have on your second line Jeff Skinner, Sam Reinhardt,
and whoever
wins that position. And I'm not going to say it's Casey Mittelstadt, because I think he needs to earn something on this team instead of having it given to him. I think Rodriguez is going to have something to say about that. He wants to be in a position to be a second-line center. They're both going to have to go out and earn it. And whoever wins it will be your second-line center. I love it.
Yeah, I don't expect that to necessarily be the case, but I mean, these guys are all going to see time. I said that I was going to discuss special teams with you, but they're all going to see time on the power play together, one way or the other. And that's another thing I was thinking, what's the power play look like for you? Not in terms of what are they going to do and box plus one and all of that. I'm talking about the units. What are your, you know, off the top of your head?
No idea.
You have no idea?
Zero idea. All you know is Jack's going to be on one.
Skinner will be on that one.
Dahlin will be on that one. Sam Reinhardt. Who's going to be playing on the...
why not Olofsson? Because absolutely. Right here, when we had that unbelievable interview with Dahlin before he was drafted, he talked about Olofsson.
Yep.
And he said, you put the puck in the guy's stick and he can score. We've seen his release. He's got an incredible release. I mean, why not that guy?
No question.
Is it...
That's where he scores his goals, is on the offside, on a one timer. And Jax has the ability. What it does is it gives Jack another piece where they can back off Jack, because if they're going to close in on Jack and play Jack strong on the half boards, then Jack needs to have outlets. He needs to have dangerous pieces that can back the defenders off. And I think Olofsson on the offside is going to be very, very, very difficult to defend against.
Tweet us your thoughts. He's at Craig Revay 52. I'm at the Instigator 76. We're just, you know, I mean, obviously, conversation about lines and power play and who's going to play with who and things like that. But as training camp opens tomorrow, Friday for sure, but tomorrow, physicals tomorrow already?
It's that time of year, Petey.
I don't know if they do physicals on the same day and then go on the ice. But anyway, so Jeff tweets, Reinhardt needs to be the center on that line. Casey is not ready to be the second line center. Here we go. No. Do I need to elaborate on that?
Not really. I think that we've already passed that. I think Sam Reinhardt's played, how many years in the NHL?
Four.
4 years in the NHL. He's a right winger. He's established himself as a right winger. The center years are now gone. Depending on if we have a, you know, an injury where you need Sam to play center for a couple games, yes, absolutely he can do it, but he's a right winger. He's a very good right winger. He's now established himself into another category of being able to make players around him better. And let's just work with Sam being a really, really solid right winger for this hockey team moving forward and leave it at that.
So you're totally opposed to the idea?
Yes.
Okay.
You?
Am I opposed to it? And I'm not going to say desperate times call for desperate measures, but I'll say that because I don't think that would be a desperate measure. I think I would definitely be open to seeing it, and maybe not as a permanent fixture, but like as a – can't you have multiple guys playing a role, like a position on a line? I mean, like another – we've seen this so many times where you have two centermen on the ice at the same time for faceoffs. I mean, so why can't – why couldn't – I feel like after we had Botterill in here, I don't know if it sounded like Johansson's going to be playing the wing, but he never really alluded to Johansson playing the center. But are we shut down to that idea? Because otherwise, if you had Johansson in some center situations on the line with Reinhardt, you know, and they maybe rotate, I guess, do you understand where I'm going with this? Or is that just too complicated?
It's complicated.
So he's not a centerman for you.
Do you think he's a centerman?
I think he's going to be a winger, but okay. I guess. He was drafted as a centerman, so I mean, I guess at what point?
Wendell Clark was drafted as a bloody defenseman. Turned out to be a great left winger. Okay, like come on. Brent Burns was a forward when he got drafted. Now he's one of the best defensemen in the league. Let's get past Sam being a centerman.
Well, I guess
he's
now a right winger. I don't want to shut the door to the
idea. Well, it's time to shut it. It's time to shut the door.
Permanently, that Sam's a centerman.
It's time to shut the front door. Sam's a right winger. He's a damn good one. He's going to make our team better. Let's try and figure out who can fit in those next positions. We drafted a kid 8th overall. His name's Casey Mittelstadt. I'm thinking and hoping that with continued time and development that he's going to be able to take over a second line center position at some point.
Okay, all right. So we'll leave Sam on the right for now.
And we also have a young kid named Dylan Cousins. Anybody know him? You ever heard of him before?
Six foot three. Second line center.
Six foot three, 190 plus pounds. Still a kid. He is going to be a centerman in this league. He is a big, strong, physical. He skates. He can shoot the puck. He's going to be a great player. But we're going to give him time to develop. Got
DC
lots
will not
in the pipeline.
Be playing with Jack. Why? Because he's third liner at best.
Okay. Is he? Who said that?
We don't need to say his name.
Great. The best part about having a new coach is you have the ability to go out and earn positions, and these guys are going to go out and show the coach what they're made of, and they're going to earn positions. No one knows who's going to be playing where. No one knows who's going to be playing with Jack. I would think that Skinner would play with him just because those two, when you start to place guys together, you're looking at more pairs than lines. But I mean, if Jeff Skinner does not play with Jack Eichel, it wouldn't surprise me one bit, because it just means that you're strengthening another line having those two not together.
I think Jimmy VC has never played with a player like Jack Eichel.
I don't think the Rangers
had a player like Jack Eichel.
No, they didn't.
So they might now with Kapokaku or whatever his name is, but they never had. He never has played with a player like Jack. Pascal Dupuis never played with a player like Sidney Crosby.
Yeah.
And we all know who that is. And Chris Kunitz, same thing. Kunackle, should I go on with all these other guys that played with these top-line players that had success when they were given a chance? This is when you trade for a player that you say, who could I insert as a cost-efficient player that could maybe over-earn or overachieve for his earnings? You know, and you get a guy on a $2.5 million, a little bit over that contract, you slap him on a line with a guy like Jack. If he scores 25 goals, I'm going to tell you something. He becomes a top-line left wing, period. Simple as that. I mean, that that is where you spread your, as you've mentioned before, you spread your scoring out. You find that guy. You almost force a guy in that position to try to make it work so that you can take a guy like Skinner and Reinhart and put them on and start to create a whole other line.
No question.
So that's why I don't that's why I don't buy the this guy is a third liner. I think that's safe to be said.
I think Jimmy Vesey is in the prime of his career right now. I think he's ready with a new team for a breakout year. He's big, he goes to the net, he's got skills, he's a goal scorer, and he's going to be hungry. He wants to have a great year. It's his contract year. He's unrestricted. I think Jimmy Vesey is going to be a very big part of the Sabres offense this year. And I think that he could be one of those guys that when I talk about we need other guys to step up to make our team better, I immediately talk about Olofsson. I talk about Jimmy Vesey. We need a strong outing from Johansson. I mean, these guys, we need them to elevate the Buffalo Sabres. We know that Jack's going to do his part. We know that Jeff Skinner is going to score his goals. We need Casey Mittelstadt to step up and go to another level. Doesn't have to go and score 75 points, but he needs to make strides to become a better, more dangerous hockey player to play against. I think Rodriguez is at that age also that he's looking. He wants to have a great year. He's got a one-year deal. It's not an 8-year deal. It's a 1-year deal, and it's show me what you can do.
I tell you what, I haven't seen a ton of E-Rod over the years, but we've met him and seen him. And I'm going to tell you, I saw him the other day when I was shooting the third episode of Grilling Him with Sam Reinhart, who, by touch on Sam in a second, but E-Rod walked out, and I saw him, and I mean, I looked at him and I thought, this is a guy that has just put the work in a lot of work this summer. And you can see it in their physique. And he's not a huge man, but he's in shape, you know. And that was the first thing I said when I saw Sam was
Did I not say that to you when you were showing me the clips of Grilling Him, an episode that you did with Sam Reinhart? And Sam on the video, on the clips, the first thing that came to my mind is, holy jumping, does he look bigger and stronger? Well, stronger than I've ever seen him before. And that, you know, he's at that age. He's 23 years old. These guys are in the prime of their careers. Their bodies are really, really starting to get strong. He's not the same 19-year-old kid, 18-year-old kid that came to camp and you look like you could blow him over with your breath. These guys are now getting stronger, and you can certainly see it in the work that they've done in the offseason.
All right, so HockeyDB has Sam at 6'1", 192. And a lot of times, you know, you criticize the height and weight on guys, and I'll be very curious to see what Sam weighs in at this year.
He'll probably be
198, 199.
Yeah, 198, 199, wow. But it's a stronger 198, 199 than what he's ever been. Now he's going to lose a few pounds from obviously that off-season training. It happens every year for most guys. But I mean, he's building a base. He's building a foundation. These guys are getting bigger, stronger.
He's all E-Rod. Of 6'1". I mean, he's oh, yeah. Like these guys, you know, sometimes you see 6'1", and it's like 5'11 and a half, you know, barely 6 foot. But yeah. he is all of 6'1". And I've never stood that close to Sam, right?
Yeah.
So I've never been able to kind of, like, I'm 6'4", so I'm measuring, you know, his height to mine, and I'm thinking, he's taller than I thought. I don't think I realized that he was
that big.
Yeah. I was really kind of surprised. That being said, I think there's a lot of expectation, not just from fans or management on Sam, but from Sam. You know, I get that sense, and it's not that it's a contract year, and it's not about cashing in. You know, I get the feeling that he's tired of the overall end results, you know, yeah, of, you know, not winning and not making the playoffs and not being close. And I think he's hungry for that feeling. I really do.
He's now one of the leaders too. he's not a kid. He's going into his fifth year in the NHL. He's not a rookie anymore. He's not looking up to the guys above him. He is now one of the guys that is going to lead this team. And when I say guys, I mean there's got to be multiple guys on the same page. There's got to be a leadership group. Yes, Jack's wearing a C. That does not mean that he runs the dressing room or runs. He is part of the leadership group. And there's got to be a bigger group of guys that are going to challenge each other off the ice, in the dressing room, in between periods, in practice. That's how these guys are going to get better. And Sam is a big part of that moving forward.
Well, there's one thing in the locker room I know that is only run by very few individuals, and that's the stereo. And talking with Sam, I found out who runs the stereo.
Would I be surprised?
Inside the locker room.
Bogosian.
I cannot give
Did I get it right?
I will say this. It was not DJ Trimy on the power play. I said the same thing to Sam. I'm like, what? I said, you got an in-house DJ right there. How come he's not, you know?
I am very surprised because I just get the impression Zach Bogosian, he is a warrior type guy, defenseman, and he's the music guy. I mean, yeah. I would think
terrible music though. I mean, you get the electric wow. Like he's into the
It's a very just into club, the nice, solid laser lights
and stuff.
Who's into
like,
the metal?
I feel like with Bogo's music, there would be like a light show to go along with it.
Ouch.
You know what I mean?
That's when I leave the room. Like, that's when I'm going to the training room
like
to kind of stretch. Royzy
would be like, he'd put the music on and it would just be, it would start off.
Strobe
like,
lights. The never-ending song, we call it. You come in 45 minutes later hoping
this
that the music.
The Okay, all right. My voice isn't there today. We're going to go to break. We got to take an early break because we went a little long with JR. Find out who runs the stereo when we return.
I want three guesses.
I'll give you three. Look at the roster, guess the personalities, and guess who might run the stereo.
Am I going to be surprised?
Well, Derek Roy, after his second game ever on the roster, walked right into the locker room on the road in Pittsburgh, ejected the CD, and put in his own burnt CD in the locker room in Pittsburgh. One of the most bold moves I've ever seen ever in a locker room. We'll be right back, Instigators. Stereo Talk, WGR 550 and MSG.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing comes close.
I just saw one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. Dramatic, yes, but one of the most amazing things. Craig Rivet at the break went in the back, and Tasker brought in a box of donuts. Riv grabbed an apple fritter and shoved the whole thing in his mouth. The entire donut in his mouth, hanging out, chewing. And what I think is most amazing is that you didn't have to spit any of it out, that you chewed it and were able to get that thing down the pipes. I'm impressed,
you
my friend.
You are a disgusting person. Number one, I want you to swear on your child's head right now. Let me see your fingers, because that's exactly what you just did.
I would never demonstrate such an action on live air to swear on my child's head. Sorry, Riv. You need to
that's
go down.
Unbelievable that you would
one.
Sit there after you just grossed me out that you shoved the whole
was,
apple fritter in your mouth.
You're watching the thing in the mirror. You're like, and this whole thing's just about to chomp out of the mouth. Listen, let's move on. We don't have long in this break. We were going to do a summertime six pack of hockey weirdos or just sports weirdos, but let's do maybe quick summertime six pack of hockey weirdos. Off the top of my head, I came up with in no particular order. Sean Avery, say no more. Mr. Brizgalov. Okay.
Yes, the universe.
This universe. Who else? I can throw Barney in there. Matt Barnaby, friend of the show. the you know, the teeth in the playoffs, and you know, I mean, one of the most legendary entertainers of our time in hockey. Who else are we
struggling with this?
Just this?
You're in that mood today.
I'm in that mood right now. Who else? So where am I at?
Who's guys that we played with that are weirdos?
Well, with Spacho.
Remember
Spacho,
how about Drew Stafford? Do you remember that we would have a workout sheet that you had to fill out? Okay. You know what I'm talking about. So you had to go and do a couple sets of squats and all this kind of. So I would go in after I did my workout and I would go see Drew Stafford, who was sitting in the back room by himself with all these wires all over his legs. And I just said, "Have you done your workout yet?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm doing it right now." And I was like, "Okay, I don't understand." He had a machine that pulsated his legs and made
that was the stim
that made him do his workouts.
You just see, like,
so he didn't actually have to do the workouts. The muscles contracted so much that it worked as a muscle workout. So how'd that work out for him?
That was interesting. It was the ARB. Remember, the machine was called the ARB machine, and there were so many guys.
Yeah, they'd put them on the abs, and you had to sit there.
And just watch your...
You had to sit there and watch The Price is Right as everybody else is doing actual sit-ups. He had this thing on his stomach that made... Way to go, Drew. That worked out for you. How much it cost? 20 grand for that machine? Well, you got taken.
I should have brought in one of those things that used to go around the treadmill and they would just around your waist and shake.
Yeah.
Who else? Other weirdos. You play with any other whack balls in your day? Tom Askey. I love Tom Askey. Okay. Played, I think he played 7 games in the NHL with Anaheim, but I played a long time with him. I shouldn't say a long time. A few years in Rochester with him. He's a goalie from Buffalo. Okay. This guy, I got to get him on the show because he is unbelievable guy. He used to collect Kit Kats, Kit Kat bars. So he would bring a Kit Kat to the rink. If he won the game, he would keep the Kit Kat. If he lost the game, he'd throw it out. And at the end of the year...
What, did he eat them?
I don't think so. Because
what's the point? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. If you win a game, you should be able to eat the Kit Kat.
Hence the summertime six-pack. Hockey weirdos. I don't know what the hell he did with them. All I'm saying is that you ask anybody that was in the... Bottrell knows it. Chris Taylor was there. Pominville was a part of it. Like, there are a lot of guys, I can tell you, that would have witnessed this. He would collect Kit Kat bars.
Yeah.
And then
I don't know if hockey weirdos is the right, like, Gino Wojcik wasn't a weirdo. He was just a different bird. I don't okay.
But there aren't many hockey players. Like, what sparks this conversation? It's our Dennis Rodman 30 for 30 that we were talking about. And, you know, sports weirdos, you can come up with a ton of those. But, you know,
yeah, I don't think there's any really. I played a long time. I can't think. Oh,
that is the reaction of a lifetime. Save it. When we come back, find out who it was that sparked the reaction.
This is probably only one guy. I played with
this
guys that are a little different.
Stretching naked in your room, is it?
No.
Okay, so
I just vomited in my mouth.
Something more weird than that. We'll be right back. Instigators, find out what caused the reaction from Craig Rive.
When I tell you, you're going to know.
WGR 550 and MSG, the Instigators.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the Seneca Studio, this is The Instigators.
All right, welcome back, Instigators. New sponsor. How awesome is that? It's like Days of Thunder. You know, you go in a bunch of races with no sponsor, then all of a sudden, we got ourselves a sponsor. You know what that means? We're on fire, baby. That being said, speaking of on fire, who runs the stereo? You had three guesses.
I have Jake McCabe.
Okay.
Well, you got to tell me if I got it.
No, I don't. I'll tell you what. We'll do what we did with Jason Boxer. We'll do the face. How about that? Ready?
Okay, Jake McCabe. Yeah.
Okay, now who's the next one?
No, did I get it?
I don't know. Who's the next guess?
Just tell me if I got it. You have to tell me. No. Why would I keep guessing?
Well, obviously you keep guessing.
I'm
going to
go Jake McCabe.
No.
Scandella.
No.
Oh, Gergensen.
You think they let Zemgus?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Zemgus, one of the longest standing members in that dressing room.
I'm not saying he can't touch the stereo. I just don't think that's the guy. You're 0 for 3, my friend.
It's not Jack. Okay. I don't think it's Reinhardt. It's not Skinner. It's not Dahlin. It's not Ristolainen?
Who else?
It's not Sheary.
Who ran the stereo in Montreal? Was there one guy? I heard a story that Aaron Downey, we got to get Aaron Downey on the show, by the way, but Aaron Downey was basically brought into Dallas and Detroit and Montreal. Were you in Montreal with him? To basically just be in the locker room.
You ruined my story.
What story?
You asked me, have I ever played with any weird guys? And that the one guy that popped into my head was Aaron Downey. Nicest man in the universe.
Yeah.
But he is floating around in the universe. There's no question about it. I can still remember. I'll never forget this. You know Downs pretty well, right?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yes. My brother played with him. My brother's good friends with him.
Okay. So I was sitting in the dressing room. There was only Aaron Downey and myself. I was taping my sticks. I had three sticks beside me. Everything's quiet. I was taping my sticks. I can hear this noise coming from almost directly across from me. And he was blowing out wind, like with his hands going out like he's shooting fireballs out of his hands. So he's breathing in and blowing out and shooting fireballs towards me. This went on for a couple minutes, and I was so uncomfortable. I just looked up. I said, Downs, what are you doing? He goes, Rivs, I'm giving you all my positive energy tonight. You're going to have the greatest game. I'm just giving you everything that I have.
My brother called him one time and wanted me to just hear his voicemail. And his voicemail was something like, hey, everyone, hope you're having a great and prosperous day. He's like, you know, don't forget to get the buys and tries in a workout there. Don't forget to mix in some back and the legs, and like in his whole voicemail. And then it's basically like, all right, take care. Have a great day. Like that's who he is.
And he was an animal. He was the hardest work. One of the hard, besides him and Matty Ellis were the two guys in my career. Matty Ellis was, I mean, he was a freak. And the way he worked off the ice was like no other guy that I played with. Downey was very much the same, but did very unorthodox. He didn't go and do squats and bench press like the typical things. he would go and carry around one of the trainers that weighed like 280 pounds on his back, running up the stairs of the Bell Center. Like, that's what he did, things that were not in the norm.
I remember seeing a feature on him. He used to like run through a swamp where he lived with like a log of wood on his back, like carrying a tree.
He's on a farm, right?
Potato farm. Yeah, his family had a potato farm.
They had a big creek that goes through the property on the farm, and he would train wouldn't do the typical workouts. He would grab broken trees and put them on his back and run through the water that was probably about knee high and train that way.
When he was playing for Montreal, he would only be in the lineup if I was in, right? So that was kind of like his thing, morning skater. You in? Are you in? Are you in? You know, because like if I said, yes, I'm in tonight, he'd tell the coach and he'd be in. So he called me one day, randomly on a game day, like out of the blue. It was back, he was still in Montreal, so, and you weren't here yet, so whatever year that was, and he just calls me out of the blue and he says,
Hey, Andrew,
Aaron Downey here. I was like, what is going on here? Like, we're going to be punching each other in the face in about 5 hours. And he's like, are you in tonight? And I was playing that night. I was like, no, Downs, I'm out. They told me I'm scratched. I'm just going for warm-up. He goes, oh, okay, yeah, I'm out too then. So then later that night after the game, he's like, I thought you were out. I go, I was in the whole time. Downs, what do you think? You think I want to lock horns with you? But he used to call me. He would call me and be like, hey, are you playing tonight? And it wasn't about like setting up a fight. He just wanted to know if he should prepare for the game or go and hit a pub or something like that. But anyway, that's
the other thing is, do you remember these things that you roll on with your back? They're foam two rollers? They're like two little balls.
Yes.
And you can roll them up and down your back.
Yeah.
Well, he sat there and decided to tell me for probably an hour that he has made an invention. He taped two tennis balls together with white tape and said, I'm going to market this and sell this.
Oh, sorry. I was calling him. So he's going to market it and sell it.
Yeah. He's going to market it and sell it. And I said, Downs, I think that those are already out.
Aaron Downey?
Yep.
Don't swear, whatever you do. It's Andrew Peters and Craig Rive calling you live on the radio show here. I thought we were just talking about. Did you ever invent that? What was it, Riv?
The rollers for the back. How you tape the two tennis balls together.
Oh, Craig, what's going on, brother?
How you doing, Downs? It's been a while.
Just doing excellent, man. What about you, Big P? How you doing?
I work with Riv every day, so if you can imagine, I have a headache every morning.
Oh my gosh. You guys are hilarious, I heard.
What's going on with you?
No, I'm not sure. Just working on my dirt bike here as we speak here. I'm going to get ready to go for a rip here later.
Going for a rip, eh?
It's good to hear you guys, man. It's good to hear you guys' voices.
I was just telling Ribs about how, do you remember you'd call me on game day to see if you'd get my number from my brother and you'd be like, hey, is your brother in? I don't know, call him and you'd call me to see if I was playing.
Just gotta make sure, man.
All right, listen, we gotta go to break, but we gotta get you on the show here sometime soon.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Yeah, and getting back to your question, I did invent a kit for that time. Remember that thing I used to put in your left glute cheek there, Riv?
I do remember that, Downs. Yeah, that helped a lot.
Ahead of the times, brother. Ahead of the times.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Hey, you keep on rocking in a free world, eh, Downs?
Like you're right.
All right, see ya, Neil Young. So he says bye to my buddy one time. He goes, hey, keep on rocking in a free world, eh? And then he just walks away.
I cannot believe you just did that. Is he not the greatest beauty of all time? If you were to listen to this guy, he's one of the most interesting guys.
Just about take my dirt bike for a rip, eh? He sounds so Canadian. He's the most. That's, ladies and gentlemen, Marty Biron, take notes. That's a Canadian accent. We'll be right back. It's the Gators, WGR 550 and MSG.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more of the Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos.
All right, buy, sell, trade presented by Buffalo Sports. Go to Buffalo Sports on McKinley Parkway where you can buy, sell, and trade new and used sports equipment. Back to Capo Caco. Scored an unbelievable goal the other day. So early Calder chat. Calder Trophy is Caco's to lose. Buy, sell, trade. Rangers think they got the better player in the draft.
Well, what other guys out there? I'm going to say no.
That's a sell.
I'm going to say sell. Sell, so sell.
You're going to say Jack Hughes?
Nope.
No. Who?
Guess him.
Obviously a rookie. What year was he drafted? Oh, you're thinking of Yokohama?
2 years ago.
Okay, so 2 years ago.
Shoots right.
Dylan Strome?
No, he's negative.
Not, he's not. Well, I don't know if he's played enough games.
Shoots right.
Who?
Came from college.
Forward?
Defenseman.
Oh, Cale Makar.
There you go. That's my guy. With them trading Tyson Barry, he is probably now going to move into a bigger, a much, much bigger role. Obviously, they saw him in what he could do at the end of the year. They feel very confident with his offensive abilities. Playing with on a power play with Rantanen, McKinnon, and Langeskog, I mean, this kid is going to get a lot of points. And I think that he is going to put himself in a really good situation to win the Calder next year.
Yeah, I'm going to sell this as well. I think there's a lot of good young talent.
Who are you looking at?
Well, it's funny. I'm glad you brought up Cale Makar because that's one for sure. You know JR would be going there. But listen, Jack Hughes, I mean, you can't – just because the guy's scored a unbelievable goal in a rookie tournament you know, doesn't mean that it's going to translate into the big time. I think it
will.
You know
what I find an interesting outside guy? The kid from Montreal Canadiens who played the one game at the end of the year and scored four goals. Ryan Pauling.
You think he could be a...
I mean, if he's given an opportunity playing with some great players in Montreal, I think he could have a special year too.
All right. Coming up next, One Bills Live. We're back tomorrow from the arena where... Pretty sure training camp opens up, medicals and everything, so stick around for that. We'll see you tomorrow. WGR 550 and MSG, the Instigators.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.